Good morning, Ritzim Chayot and Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Zayin, Simon Vav. And we left off talking about the concept of Teuchen in regards to dried mud. A person takes the dried mud off of his clothing as it crumbles into little pieces. That would be the Malach of Teuchen. And we have to be concerned with the issue of Teuchen, also the issue of Malabin, etc. So the question is, we know there's a rule of, we mentioned Ein Tchina Ela B'Dulei Karka. So the dirt is not Gedulei Karka, so why does the Malach of Teuchen apply to it? There are multiple approaches to answer this question. Nigle Tal approaches it, and he says that the reason why it's limited to Gedulei Karka is it has to be done with what was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the Samamonim, which were used in the Mishkan, were things which grew from the ground. But some of the Samamonim, making dyes in general, can be done with minerals which come out of the ground. So minerals which are part of the ground, therefore by extension, the ground itself, and metals which are mined from the ground, would all be included in the concept of Teuchen as well. The Prima Gadim approaches it differently. He in Hilchos Sukkah, he discusses that we see over here that it's considered it's Gedulei Karka, so why can't you use it for Schach? So he says that for Schach, it has to grow from the ground. It says the Pasuk talks about Gerin and Yekev as the things which grow from the ground. But for the purpose of Hilchos Shabbos, as long as it comes from the ground, that's what we mean by Gedulei Karka, things which come from the ground. So the metal and dirt, etc., these type of things come from the ground. So they would be considered, for these purposes, not Gedulei Karka, but Minar Karka, and that's sufficient for that purpose. A third approach of the Chayotim here in the Nishmas Adam says that the point is not Gedulei Karka as much as the point is something which is an oichel, it's already ready to eat. In its full state, that precludes some of the malachas of Teuchen. But something which is not an oichel is going to be included in the malach of Teuchen, and these are not oichlim. They're going to be included in the malach of Teuchen. So that would explain why the Chayotim, the next Simon, also talks about a case of taking metal and filing it down into little pieces. That's considered a problem of Teuchen deraisa. So let's see that Simon Zion Hanoser Eitzim Shesarach Linosaurus Shalahen. Person is sawing wood with intent to use the sawdust. If he does not intend to use the sawdust, it's Malachosh and Tzrikha Legufa. So, but he needs the sawdust over Vahashof Matachis, or he takes metal and he files it down. Mitzalimer Shakurn Filin, you file into little pieces of metal. Little, when you file off, it comes these little filings. Chayiv b'chol shuhum. So the sheer key for these is a chol shuhum. Now, what he's going to contrast that, if a person is chopping up wood to cook with, so the malachas of oichlam in general, the shear for chiyuv of a chiyuv chatos is the size of a kagurgus worth of food. But if it's for these purposes, which are not food purposes, then the kolshu is enough to be chayiv. So how would that play out for food purposes that it would be considered a kagurgus? If a person is taking actual food and being teuchen it, person takes kernels and grinds them. If he grinds a kagurgus worth of wheat, he's going to be chayiv for teuchen. Here he's chopping wood, which is not the food. So where would the shear kagurgus mean? How would it play out? So he explains, machatak etzim dak, voisim mehen katanim, imditak mehen kadele vashel, kagurgus mbeya chayiv. Person is chopping up wood into small pieces, to be able to use as firewood. or kindling in the fire. So if he chops up enough wood that a person could take an egg and cook an, a groger's worth of an egg. So a groger's is a little bit smaller than an egg. So not the full egg. You take part of an egg and want to cook it. And the more said we're talking about, you're talking about frying it, not boiling it. So, and it's in a pan which is spread out, so it fries pretty quickly. So if there be enough wood to heat the pan to be able to cook that amount of egg, the person will be chayev. I'll clarify a few more points about this Bezer Shem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.